Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. I'm going to be joined in the next segment with Anthony Gucciardi. He's going to come in here. We're going to talk about political correctness. You know, we talked about how they try to demonize and do ad hominem attacks on people, calling them conspiracy theorists. And that's a technique that started after the Kennedy assassination. It was a way to shut down people who were trying to investigate what really happened. The government did everything it could to cover it up. They offered us implausible explanations, and we have seen that happen over and over and over again for the last 50 years. They set the pattern up with the Kennedy assassination, and we've seen that happening over and over again. Of course, false flags and government conspiracies and cover-ups predate the Kennedy assassination. Obviously, we've seen this in cultures throughout history. We've seen it with the Reichstag fire in Germany. But it's a very carefully planned and orchestrated partnership with the media, Operation Mockingbird. You see them talking about people as conspiracy theorists. As long as they start throwing that term at people, they don't really have to explain away what we're talking about. They just basically attack us as conspiracy theorists. And that's what we see happening in Dallas. That's what the Dallas Morning News did to the demonstrators, to Alex Jones there. They simply talked about how there were some people there, and there's one fellow in a 1776 costume, another guy who was holding a puppet. And then they just talk about Alex Jones, and he's this conspiracy theorist, never talking about the fact that there was censorship going on, never talking about the shutting down of the First Amendment. And this is a newspaper. But that's okay, Dallas Morning News. We will fight for the First Amendment. We'll fight for your right to say what you want to until you wake up, until you get off of the government payroll, until you start trying to not suck up to people for access, until you want to honestly report the news. You know, the guy who was there with a puppet, maybe he was having a good time. Maybe he was kind of making a point about puppet media. Who knows? But we're going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi in the next segment. We've got a lot of news here. You know, it just came out yesterday. They said that the troops are going to be in Afghanistan for another 10 years. Well, if you go back and you look to the Independent, back in 2006, you had a British general saying at that time, that was 2006, troops will be in Afghanistan for the next 20 years, is what he said. And it was kind of interesting. It was Brigadier Butler, and he said that international presence may be required in Afghanistan for the next 20 years. This was back in 2006. And then in the same article from The Independent, it's very interesting because they talked about how opium cultivation was rising at that time 59% per year, according to the UN figures, an all-time record crop. And they point out that 90% of the heroin on British streets was coming from Afghanistan. 90% of the heroin worldwide is coming from Afghanistan. It was down to only 10% on the Taliban. Once we went in and established it, it jumped to 90% of the world supply. And, of course, they say that it's in this article that it is number one priority. This is back in 2006. 7 years ago, they said, you can say that Afghanistan is pretty much out of control, said someone with the UN drug program. He said, Afghanistan is basically supplying the world's opium. And there's also evidence that the country is increasingly hooked on its own opium, and they're going to have NATO troops and their Afghan allies attack heroin labs. Well, you know what? That didn't happen. As we saw with Geraldo Rivera, what the U.S. and NATO troops did was they actually helped them. They actually transported the drugs for them. They actually helped them in the poppy feeds. That's why they're there. It's not just for this quote-unquote war on terrorism, which is going to last forever. It's not going to be 20 years. It'll never end. We're going to have to end it. We're going to have to end it by returning the government to constitutional checks and balances. We're going to have to end it by waking up. But it's not going to end. They went there for the heroin. It funds their special secretive ops. And it's also one of the places on Earth that has the highest concentration of lithium. Now, lithium is not used just to control people psychologically, but it's a major component of batteries. And so we've got a lot of resources there that the New World Order, the neo-colonialists, the neo-feudalists want to have. It provides funding for their black operations. We're going to be there for a long time, but we're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to be talking about political correctness, so stay tuned.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined here live in studio with Anthony Gucciardi at StoryLink. And we're going to talk to him about political correctness, about mind control, and about the way the government and the media carefully shape the agenda. Now, I want you to think back. It's only been about 2 years ago, the lead up to the presidential election. And do you remember what a stink it caused when some conservative candidates talked about the death panels and Obamacare? Everybody just railed about them, but listen to this revelation, to this confession from somebody who represents the left's position on this. Mark,
so you believe that there will be rationing, aka death panels?
It's built into the plan. It's not like a guess or like a judgment. That's going to be part of how costs are controlled.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but I'll say something else about that issue, which is, we do need to do some of that in this country because we can't afford to spend so much on end-of-life care. A very high percentage of our health care spending is for a very small number of people at the last stages of their life. I'm not saying the system shouldn't allow that, but but there's too much cost there. Judgments have to be made. We have to society.
Made by who, Mark? Mark, made by who? The government?
By individuals.
But it's not going to be made by individuals. If you say it's included in the health care.
It's not now for many people who have insurance. Their insurance companies make those decisions.
But it's very rare that they. In other words, okay. If someone needs a bypass.
That's good. That's Steve Malzberg, Newsmax, interviewed Mark Halperin. And it's Mark Halperin who immediately takes the jump, Anthony. You know, first of all, for years, death panels, that was a laughable thing. You know, you could demonize somebody just like calling him a conspiracy theorist to say that, hey, he's talking about death panels. But they very quickly go, oh, yeah, there's death panels in it, and it's a good thing. See how quickly they pivoted? So for years, they say, doesn't exist, and we see this over and over and over again in so many different areas. For years, it doesn't exist. You're a crazy conspiracy theorist. If you think it does, you don't understand what's going on. And they demonize people for that, and then all of a sudden, they say, no, you're right, but it's a good thing now that we're doing this.
No, that's exactly right. And I've come to the conclusion now we're going to get into this specifically, why this society is so tightly controlled, why Julius Caesar, Hitler, Stalin, and Mao all failed, but achieved so much in a short period of time, and why this society is actually going along with what the elite are saying, even though it's so blatantly in our face.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 2 days ago, I was doing an interview with a major network on the subject of antidepressants and psychotropic drugs. And it was pre-recorded. We were talking, you know, more than 20% of kids now are diagnosed with ADHD. They're on the pharmaceutical drugs that admittedly from the 1980s, Eli Lilly covered it all up, admittedly caused more depression, more suicide, more aggressive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA just lets them slide on it all. But we were talking specifically about that, and about two-thirds the way into the pre-recorded interview, I said, you know what? Everything else I said before this doesn't matter. Here's the key. And it was actually a realization by myself as well, something I'm going to call a neo-conquest of the society. What's going on now is, you know, Julius Caesar, more so Hitler, had these zealots behind him, these legions of believers that truly believed what he was doing. They were so deluded and buying into the propaganda that they stood behind him and they're willing to die for him in war. They were willing to give up their children to the Hitler Youth. Or Stalin, even the idea of communism, they bought into this thing that was bigger than themselves because mm-hmm. it was such a polarizing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue with that is at the same time, since it's so polarizing, Hitler also had detractors. He had, you know, enemies within his own organization, his own cult organization. The difference now, this is neo-conquest. This is a societal takeover that relies heavily on lethargy and apathy.
Yes.
This is never before seen. Julius Caesar was intelligent enough to try this at one point, but they didn't have the technology at the time. You know, the infamous bread and circus, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now we have portals of the Colosseum that stream directly into your living room.
Yes.
You know, that was a live event that would happen from time to time.
Or the virtual world that they're working on. I mean, look at how going by leaps and bounds, and they're talking about now creating a virtual world with so many sensory feedbacks that you don't ever want to leave.
They have live sex bots now in Japan. I just saw this video. That will perform any action you want. You put on, and it's called an Oculus Rift. It's a 3D world where you envision these cartoon women inside of it. They have anything you want.
Yeah.
This has never been successfully done. You know, Hitler was a hard takeover. Hitler had the cult organization. Stalin had the cult organization. But look at Stalin. Even the high-level people in his cabinet wanted to kill him.
Yes.
He was super paranoid, yes, but they did actually want to kill him at the same time. Because guess what? If you kill Stalin, you take the power. If you kill Hitler, you take the power.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the difference. In the United States of America, it's all corrupt. There's no power to be taken. It is so bad that the ultimate thing they're doing is admitting everything now because they're saying, yes, we're all catering to the moderates, they say. Every election, what do they talk about all day long? The moderates.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of not too hot, not too cold. Every single thing they're doing now. Is yes, they have some fans of Obama, some fervent fans of Obama, but bottom line is it's almost against the politically correct laws to speak out and care about things. That's why Alex is having such success, because people say, oh my God, he's actually energized about these things. You know, all of us are actually energized about these things. The whole system is to shut us down and suppress our ability to feel things and care about things.
Absolutely.
Ruled by apathy.
And I think a key part of it is this article you mentioned, too. The CDC says that more than 20% of 14-year-old boys are diagnosed with ADHD. That's on InfoWars right now. That's something we've seen for quite a long time. We've homeschooled our children, started, you know, 15 years ago. And at the time, we heard this exact same thing, and that it was skewed towards males because they don't naturally want to go sit in a classroom. That's something that works out really well for females. But I know when we were homeschooling our sons, if we would make them sit absolutely still and listen to something that we were presenting to them or assignment that they were doing, they wouldn't retain anything. But if we let them kind of dance around and that you thought that they weren't learning anything, they would retain everything. So we kind of learned that early. But this is deliberate. Charlotte Isserby and others have talked about the deliberate dumbing down of America. We sell that book here at InfoWars. This is something that has been a key element of this. Has not just been, we're seeing it in its final stages now with the electronics that are coming online in the game world, the virtual world, so they're putting people in. But they've been trying to dumb people down deliberately. The schools have been a center of social engineering from their inception. If you go back and you look at what Dewey and Mann and others talked about, that was their purpose. People say, why can't Johnny read? That was not the intention of the schools. That's what they told the parents, but their real agenda was one of basically getting people to be subservient to the state, to understand that it's the mother and father, that it's the authority on everything.
Can you imagine if he told Stalin back in the day that, yes, we have a drug, anyone that stands out in the classroom and questions the officials, the teachers, mm-hmm. and everything like that, that mm-hmm. not only will sedate them and take away their ability to think intellectually, but we actually have profit-driven incentives for the teachers and the doctors to go ahead and do it.
Yes.
The teachers see, hey, this kid's annoying me. You know, he's mm-hmm. messing with our official story.
Mm-hmm.
Send him over to the doctor. This happened to me when I was younger, by the way. I was asking questions and talking too much to my friends, and they sent me to my doctor, and he gave me a sheet. And there was, I believe, 8 or 10 questions. The number one question was, who is your hero? And I wrote some rock musician that I liked at the time. And he just looked at that, and he was like, yeah, you have ADD. And...
But well, you know what? Most business owners and self-starters and entrepreneurs do have ADD. That's why they work well. Do you think they would have given Ritalin to Alex Jones? I mean, they would have given it to him. They would try to give it to you. Anybody that wants to be a self-starter, they would give it
quote
to
unquote, him. Quote-unquote ADD, you know, is just a label given to people that are questioning things.
Yes.
And the whole system, true. Though, is that this wouldn't work if there wasn't a profit-driven center to it all.
Mm-hmm.
A central system where the doctors are given kickbacks by the drug companies, you know, massive hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can look up your doctors online and find how much money they've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
My Harvard doctor was given, I think, $250,000 over the course of his, you know, career speaking at these big pharma events and everything like that. But anyway, back in the day when I went to that guy, it's this whole system now where if someone asks a question, they're sent out of the classroom, sent to the doctor, drugged up, and then they're not an issue anymore. It's the dream of Stalin, Hitler, and Mao. And we've finally come here, and that's why apathy is the key to all this, how they control us. If we're not apathetic, we get out and actually care about things, that's how they, you know, will lose. That also ties into this political correct agenda that we're going to get into specifically, and how the political correct agenda is using, you know, major suppression on an intellectual level to make sure that we only bow down to the things that the system deems appropriate. And that's why, for example, we're going to get into this waitress who said she was persecuted because, you know, she was homosexual and they didn't leave her a tip and they wrote all these nasty things. It turns out that's completely false. The people that went there actually have the receipt and they voted against Christie because he didn't support gay marriage.
Oh.
I mean, this is how this is working now.
Yeah.
And the system was just all over that, saying, yeah, it's those crazy right-wing extremists that do that kind of stuff. But then it's like if a normal, you know, a normal waiter or waitress didn't get a tip, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
This is all right. Feeding into this weird system where little things matter and the big things don't matter. And if you care about the big things, then you're insane.
Well, they have a carefully constructed narrative, an agenda that they want to put out, and they create a narrative, and whether or not it's real or whether or not it's phony, in most cases, they're making this up. That's what we see over and over again when we look at these quote-unquote conspiracies. We look at what's actually being told to us by the government. We look at it and say, you know, this doesn't make any sense. They've also got an agenda here, just like the spy in the bag, right? You know, he works for MI6, and they have some connections to him, and there's a lot of issues there where they're not looking to see where this guy is. He doesn't report for a week.
In that bag, right. Padlock himself.
I mean, so you have to look at this, and you have to say, maybe they've got a motive. I mean, if you were doing an honest murder investigation, you would look at people that were close by, you would look at people who had a motive, and you would honestly look at the facts. And the government never does that. And they do that with the social issues as well, just like this case you just mentioned. They've got a narrative, they want to put it out there. As soon as they see something that fits that template, they will run with it. They will push it. They won't investigate whether or not that's true or not.
Exactly. And that's, you know, speaking to some of the largest entrepreneurs in the website field. They say the best website you can possibly get is user-generated content. You give them the template, and they make you the money. The government is doing that on a large scale. They're making us push their agenda for them, and we can choose to opt out of that.
That's right. Well, we're going to be right back after the break with Anthony Gucciardi, and we're going to be taking some of your calls about some of these very issues. If you want to talk to us about things that you've seen about the police state happening in your area, things about how the government is creating this narrative, this phony agenda, and being joined by the press, call us. We'll be right back.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This holiday season, get your family prepared at Emergency Essentials. You know us for our low prices and our high-quality emergency preparedness supplies. Now we're lowering our prices even more for our Black Friday sale. We have doorbusters up to 70% off. Sign up for our email newsletter to be the first to know all the details. Starts Friday, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Visit Emergency Essentials at BePrepared.com and sign up today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and I'm joined in studio with Anthony Gucciardi of StoryLink. And Anthony, we were just talking about this crazy situation where more than 20% of 14-year-old boys are diagnosed with ADHD. That's not the crazy part. The crazy part is how they're medicating them with Ritalin, which is really related to cocaine in terms of the way that it acts. It, basically creating a dependency of drugs and dumbing them down. That's one level of it, but you were pointing out a level that was completely, that was above it in terms of what this is all about and the ultimately, right?
Exactly. Well, we could get into the fact that legal drugs kill more than cocaine and heroin combined, mm-hmm. where people are on painkillers and those drugs. Statistically, it's more dangerous to be on the legal drugs than most of the illegal drugs. Mm-hmm. And you'll find that the doctors are handing them out like candy, and sometimes they know, sometimes they don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
But yes, overall, as I was saying before, the whole entire system of control is to put us on these drugs, the ones that step out of line. Because, you know, let's say 30% of people have unwavering, you know, they will never question the government.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's say 10% of the population is this really powerful, intellectual, you know, supernova that can really change the world. Those people are the number one enemies.
That's right.
The elite and the New World Order at whole.
You want to get the kids that have got the most energy, the go-getters, the self-starters, the people who would be the entrepreneurs in the future. You want to get them on a pacifying drug and get them hooked to it.
And as I said, I've been on them before. I know what it feels like, literally walking around like a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my mother at the time, I said, I can't take these. And she said, well, the doctor says it's good for you, you know, because the doctor said he read my questions and answers for the eight questions. Are you crazy or whatever, and ADD? And the teachers were flattered because, you know, I would sit there and I felt like I was ready to go to bed. I felt like I had a bad cold. I just felt terrible, like
yes.
a total mind fog. Couldn't even put sentences together at the time.
That's right.
And I started not taking them and just hiding them around the house and stuff because I didn't want to take them. And years later, you know, my mom said, oh, my God, thank God you didn't take those pills. I've seen what it's done to kids now. They're giving them to, like, four-year-olds now.
Well, you have to, at some point, it's a difficult transition, but people have to learn how to live in the real world. The best you could say about the drugs would be that they're going to take this transition, this learning process, and kick it down the road. And at some point, you're either going to stay on drugs your entire life to make you pacified, or you're going to...
No, they've known since the 80s, though, that it's fueling suicides and depression. They know
that's
it's
right.
horrible.
That's right. I'm talking more to the parents now here. I'm saying, you know,
I get it.
Parents, you need to understand that your children, if they've got a personality issue, don't treat it with medication. Treat it with training.
Or
use this time while they still are children to try to learn how to live in society and get along with other people.
Or maybe look at the fact that in 2005, BBC, Harvard psychiatrist came out and said the human population are being treated like guinea pigs, human guinea pigs,
yeah.
by taking Prozac, because Eli Lilly knew since the 1980s. They covered up. He was part of it. He knew all about it. They cherry-picked the data, said it was safe. It actually made every single thing it was supposed to treat worse. And that's across the board, every single one of them. You know, all the major shooters are on them. The kids don't need this. You know, they need some kind of help if they actually have a serious mental illness. But ADD, oftentimes, it's just not even a real thing. You know, people
yes.
are just coming out and saying, hey, you know, I don't believe that piece of history, you know, teacher, whatever. And there's like, you have ADD. It's all a complete scam to get rid of that 10% of the people that will actually dominate and destroy the system.
People need to do their own homework. They need to question the authority of the doctor, of the pharmaceutical company. They need to look at it, and the information is there now online. You can see what these things do. You can see the articles that people have written. You can understand what it is. Make the determination yourself. It's not, you know, don't just read what's on the label, but also read what the history of this is.
You want to reclaim your health naturally?
Yes.
You know, as the creator of the third largest natural health website in the world, I've gotten thousands of emails from people that were on these things or putting their kids on these. They said, oh, my God, you know, it could be any herb or anything. I've been taking, you know, whatever. I've been cleansing my body. I've been using this iodine. Oh, my God, I can't believe the difference. All those are real because they were on these pain-inducing, this sleep-inducing, you know, concoction by Eli Lilly or whoever, and they were just in this fog, and they didn't realize that they didn't even have to feel like that anymore because they were on it for so many years. There's people who have been taking those for 10 years. They yeah. can't imagine life without it. And those are the people, unfortunately, that go ahead and they don't even watch the news. They don't care about anything. They hear about the NSA spying on them, and they say, you know, whatever. And it's the same thing. They're putting the drugs in the drugs are already in the water supply. They're putting biopharmaceutical crops now, planting those.
Yes.
All complete assault on the mind.
It's to the extent that you can't, it's very difficult for you to opt out of it. You have to educate yourself, and you have to be very deliberate to get out of this medication system because it's so pervasive. It finds its way into the water supply. So you have you've got to get something like a ProPure filter or something to get the glyphosates out. We're going to be right back, and we're going to take some of your calls. We've got calls have already lined up, but we've got the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. If you want to talk about this, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, "I'm God, I'm in charge." LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent.
"I am God, I'm in charge, I'm in charge.
I have power, I have power, I have power.
We gotta take the power back."
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We gotta take the power back.
Town, they went down around my ankles.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined here in studio with Anthony Gucciardi of StoryLeak. And we were just talking about more than 20% of the people who are 14-year-old boys, according to the CDC, have been diagnosed with ADHD, and of course they're being heavily medicated with Ritalin. And this is, as Anthony pointed out in the last segment, this is like taking the most energetic, the most focused, the most people who are going to be the entrepreneurs in the next generation. This is taking them and essentially taking the edge off of these kids, kind of dumbing them down, pacifying them, putting them in a mental fog just so that they will ostensibly to behave in the classroom. But there's something far broader than that, a far deeper agenda, isn't there, Anthony? That's what we were talking about.
Absolutely. As I said before, there's probably about 10% of the population that's destined for greatness to struggle against the system that currently is, you know, active right now, the NSA, the TSA, 10% of people, I would say on average, maybe a little bit more. And ultimately, it is the goal, there's no question, of Big Pharma and the elite to go ahead and drug up the people that would cause problems. Because after all, they could hurt their profit margins. They could hurt the overall goals and agendas of the establishment.
Absolutely.
And those 10% are the ones that are being heavily medicated along with maybe, you know, 10, 15 other percentages of individuals because the doctors are profit-driven. Mm-hmm. Pharma's profit-driven. It's ultimately what, here's how the system works. They will spin something that they want. The establishment will create a market for something. And then give a profit-driven incentive for others to go ahead and do it. Like I was talking about earlier, to give you a really good example, web entrepreneurs, you know, website developers and people who are launching their own organizations online, they have told me time and time again, and I know this to be true, user-driven websites where the users make their own content and, you know, write their own stories or post their own stuff is the number one key to having a successful website where you don't have to do much. You know, you right. can sit back and relax and it generates income.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually what the establishment's model is for this country. They will go ahead, and yes, they control the media and everything like that, but we are actually doing what they want if we are operating, you know, in a capacity where we don't understand their model. For example, you know, the politically correct agenda. When we actually bow down to these people and pretend we're morons and say, oh my God, you know, I can't believe that, you know, that waitress wasn't given a tip because she was homosexual and not care about, you know, anything else, we are playing into their model. Or when we go ahead and we say, oh my God, I have to get anally probed by the police officers because this is the right thing to do,
yeah.
we're playing into their agenda. And we're all going along with that unless we're, you know, oppositionally and intellectually going against it.
And every time you see these stories about police abuse, we mentioned these stories about a prison situation where they sprayed a lady's vagina with mace as punishment. You never see any punishment of the people who are perpetrating these crimes because they're officially working for the state. And then, of course, the media comes in and covers for them and says, oh, but we need to be protected. We need to have the TSA down our pants because Al-Qaeda is such a threat. When we've got the documents from a lawsuit showing that in mid-2011, they were writing internally that they knew there was no terrorist threat. They knew the terrorists were simply propagandizing, fundraising, and recruiting, which is exactly what the TSA and Homeland Security are about.
Just a few days ago in Dallas at the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you,
well, I was
you,
watching
you,
it.
You were putting on, you
I was virtually there.
Sorry,
yeah.
sorry. We were literally attacked by
yes.
the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
Federalized police. And there are some good articles, like we're going to talk about the Washington Times. There's a caller calling about it. But overall, they were saying the police were being, you know, assaulted by protesters. We were literally standing there saying, hey, can we get past this barricade that you guys said we could get past? And they started just punching us. We have it on video, pushing people, kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's going totally insane. Like, mm-hmm. Totally third world level insane. And the media covered up for them and said, we started. And Alex Jones was yelling at them and provoking them. We were just standing there saying, hey, can we get past the barricades now?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to a couple of callers. Did call in. Before we get back to, we've got a couple of callers who wanted to talk about their child in the classroom, what we were talking about with ADD and with Ritalin. But since we mentioned the JFK, we had a couple of callers who called in about that. Let's go to Alan in Florida. He said that he saw the article that was about InfoWars in the Washington Times. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Alan. I'm actually the one that wrote an article in the Washington Times Communities. The reason I wrote it was I was watching the live stream, and I was just floored when I saw what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I was even more astounded when I saw the failure of the media to respond and report on it. So I published a follow-up article yesterday. It's called Media Silence After Deputies Attack Journalists, Protesters. You can find it on Google News. And yeah. Basically, I make the argument that the reason the mainstream media is not covering this incident that happened in Dealey Plaza is they don't want to attract attention to the message of the protesters, to the message of InfoWars, of We Are Change, of the others that were there. Therefore, they're just ignoring it, but it's at their own peril, because if the journalists don't stick together, if we don't hang together, we hang separately, as you often say.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely amazed to see the media in Dallas not concerned about free speech issues. I'm amazed to see that they were going to just basically take a powder on this, and it got worse than that. Not only did they not complain about this zone of silence, they actually criticized anybody who complained about it. I mean, it's even another level deeper than that. It's bad enough when you have these political conventions and they, you know, both Democrat and Republican, and they take the protesters and they put them literally in pens far, far away from the convention. And to then have the press go and attack those people as opposed to attacking the people who are putting free speech in a pen, that's the amazing thing to me, and that's coming from the press.
Well, there's no question, as we talked about live at the actual event, Global Wires now are coming to me and saying, one of the main guys, saying that, yeah, we're told to totally smear you guys and talk about how crazy you conspiracy theorists are. Mm-hmm. But, hey, I'm actually with you guys. And he was saying, I can't believe this insanity. So we know on record, journalists have said and told Alex time and time again, they are out, you know, from their superiors to get us. Mm-hmm. They actually sometimes realize that, hey, we're actually telling the truth and on the right side of history right now. So that's what I'm going for. I want to ask Alan, do you think anyone really believes the other mainstream pieces where they say that we were just, assaulting officers and they were just defending themselves?
I looked at some of the comments, and I don't think people are giving a lot of credibility to their side of the story. And the video speaks for itself.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
That's the key. If people will look at it. But, you know, what I've seen so often is people who are not really paying attention to politics or what's going on around them, and they're just focused on football games or on pop culture. They just see this as a passing story, and it's like, oh, yeah, look, a bunch of crazy protesters. Yeah, a bunch of crazy protesters got stomped. They deserve that. Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's how they're controlling us, because if everyone knew actually what was happening, then we'd have a revolution tomorrow.
That's right.
It's the state of apathy they try and keep us in. That's why people with big voices, people with charisma, and people with passion and dedication are the biggest threat to the establishment.
That's right. Thank you, Alan. That was a great article. It's very informative. People can find it. We've had it up on the screen here for people who are watching. They can see the headline. Give us that headline one more time. Okay, he's gone. Media silence as
your deputies attack journalists.
Thank you. And we've got Philip in California. He had a quick comment about JFK, and then we're going to get back to our subject of 14-year-olds and drugs in school. Philip, you wanted to say something about the JFK event?
Yeah, definitely. I watched it. I know that there were people that were denied permits. I am fully aware that they were acting like bullies, and you rightfully described them as bullies. Check this out. Okay, what they want at these illegal perimeters, what the police want, is for you to stand down the whole time for them to ceremoniously, like, pull down those guardrails and stuff. And they don't want you crossing until either regular traffic crosses or until, like, they're completely gone and, like, within a safe distance away from whatever might be happening or whatever.
To assert their dominance.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what we
wanted, is us to punch back when they were punching us, because then they could really have justification.
Yes.
They'd probably take their guns out and shoot us at that point.
Exactly. I mean, just like this young kid in Bastrop who was tasered because the way he looked at the cops. That's the quote. They tasered this kid. He falls on the concrete floor, cracks his head. He's in a coma, may die. And what was his crime? The way he looked at the police. That's the way they're establishing their authority now. It's absolutely authoritarian.
If we actually fought back, which, you know, at a primal level, you feel like you should. You know, intellectually, you don't. But when the police are pushing you and punching you in the kidneys over and over again, you know, you feel like you should actually do something about it. If we did, they probably would have just beat us to a pulp or shot somebody.
Well,
and the headline would have been police respond to conspiracy theory provocation or something like that. Police defend against rabid conspiracy theories. And then they would be like, conspiracy theories assaulted police officers. That's why they're just punching us and pushing us. And we're like, hey, stop that.
You have to use asymmetric warfare. It's like the American Revolution, right? where they had their victories was when they used guerrilla tactics, not when they lined up and marched straight ahead in the way that the British were fighting. If you use their tactics, whether you're talking about a real war, whether you're talking about an information war, if you use their tactics, you're basically going to lose, especially if you're talking about something that's physical, because they dominate the physical situation right now.
Yeah, that take me intellectually. I mean, intellectually, yes. We're just being punched in the kidneys over and over again as
that's
well.
Right.
And
that's
people
right.
are just sitting there just getting punched over and over. And we're saying, hey, stop punching me,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
at a proverbial level and fighting back.
But as long as we have the Internet and we can communicate with people, there were a million people watching that happen live. A lot more people are watching on the feed. A lot more people have seen it afterwards. They have to get control of the information flow, and that's what they're trying to do. Now, you know, the NDAA, they're loading that up with amendments. They've got 507 amendments offered, but to piggyback onto this thing. But the one that really concerns me, of many, is this one from Rockefeller, and he's trying to put CISPA in the NDAA. And that's what they want to do. That's their number one priority, is to have an excuse to shut down the Internet, to bully people the way that they're bullying them in the physical world. That's what they want to do on the Internet, and they're going to use CISPA to do that. But let's get back to what we were just talking about with ADHD and the CDC.
It's really the state of control. It all ties into this. The police mm-hmm. are, you know, actively in the state of control as well, working for the system. Everyone that's allowing ourselves to intellectually be beaten and punched in the kidneys over and over again are, you know, in the state of control. And the pharmaceutical drugging of the children is making sure they don't grow up to be that 10% of people that fight and rally against the system and grab, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of people to fight alongside them.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk, you know, specifically about how to escape that system. And I'd like to hear from people that were on the drugs and how they felt
yes.
and how they got out off of them.
Thank you, Philip in California. Let's go to Steve in California. He says he has a child in the classroom. Steve?
Just checked my webs.
Oh, you... Steve, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dean. Yeah, hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Talking about my son, at 8 years old, he was having attention problems, and we took him to a psychiatrist, and he said he has ADHD. So knowing and listening to Alex for over 10 years and knowing what the school system does and knowing what drugs do, we decided he's an 8-year-old boy. He's got a lot of energy.
Yes.
He's got a lot of downtime. So no drugs. Now he's 13 and a half getting A's and B's. And what they have done with the school system after reading a book, Dumbing Us Down, by John Gatto,
mm-hmm.
Teacher of the Year, is that with his focus now, they're not having recess in school. They're eating heavily fat and sugared food, so their brain is not getting the nutrition. So that slows them down and makes them obese.
Yes.
I cook all his food for him, so he has plenty of energy, and he gets A's and B's. Now, adding to that, a counselor that I know in New Jersey was mentioning in middle school that she would get these boys that come in all bouncy and everything in the morning after their 11 o'clock dosing
mm-hmm.
that they gave at the school. They would walk around like zombies.
Yeah. And probably in the morning, they were maybe bouncing around because of the high carbs and sugar that they just been.
So what's the 11 o'clock dosing, like a time where all the kids go and they take their prescription?
Yeah, were they shooting them there at the school?
They're giving them medications at
yeah.
school. But here's
wow.
another situation about my son and his assumed behavior that he was disruptive in class and chewing in class. The teacher wrote him up, a disciplinary action. My son was sucking on a lozenge. He wasn't chewing it, so he was being honest. She asked him, and she wrote down on the disciplinary paper that my son, he was eaten during class.
So when they said your son had ADHD, though, what specifically did they tell you, that he needed medication and referred you to a doctor?
He needed medication, that we should try him on different things. And my wife, who's an occupational therapist, we said no. I said, all kids, all boys have a lot
right.
of energy and are moody, and they just go through phases.
Well, so most parents would have done it. They would have just dosed up their kids
right.
with 50 different drugs if the teacher told them to, because the teacher is a total medical professional.
Thank you for sharing that, Steve. Parents need to hear that. Talking about 11 o'clock being medication time, would they have, like, Nurse Ratchet come onto the intercom
sounds like a trough of just pills, and the kids would...
Medication time. You know, they all line up and get their cups with pills in it, just like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Damien, in South Carolina, you had an experience with schools and drugs as well, I think, that you wanted to talk about.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing fine. What you got?
I've got two children, both boys. One has autism and Tourette's. The other one has Tourette's. The older one, from the moment he started having issues, as a younger child, they wanted to put him on drugs, and we didn't do it. And he's doing fine now at 17 in high school. And the younger one, who does not have ADHD or autism, but he does have Tourette's, which makes him twitch and a bit of a distraction in the class. They want to medicate him, but we wouldn't do it. And he gets straight A's in school. But what we're seeing now is that he is he's really smart, and he speaks his mind both to the teachers and to his classmates. And that it's been causing issues for him as far as, kids targeting him for, literally assaults and attacks because he doesn't toe the line as far as, you know, the social engineering program in our public schools is going. And he's been assaulted twice now in school. And each time he stood up for himself, and he gets suspended along with the kid who assaults him, because the disciplinary policy now in our school district is if you...
Damien, hang on. We're going to be coming right back from the break. We'll continue with your call. We'll be right back. We're talking about the effect of medication in school and really what's behind all of this, the bigger picture. And this all started from this new revelation from the CDC that 20% of 14-year-olds are now diagnosed and medicated for ADHD. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. I'm joined in studio with Anthony Gucciardi of StoryLeak, and we've just been talking about the epidemic, really, of medication in schools. And we're just talking to Damien in South Carolina. His two sons had autism and Tourette's. He kept them off of medication, and now, much later, they're thriving, except for the bullies there. Have they diagnosed those bullies with anything, giving them any medication, Damien?
It's funny, as I was touching upon before the break, the policy they have, it's really just completely shocking. Not shocking that I'm surprised, but just shocking that, you know, if you are in a fight, you get suspended. And it doesn't matter if you were just standing there minding your own business and someone jumps on you and starts pounding on you. If you defend yourself, you're complicit in the entire violation because you've raised your hand to defend yourself. And so my son, one of the times he was targeted, the kid was making fun of him because of his threats, and he told him to shut up and leave him alone, and then the kid grabbed him, and then my son was able to fight him off, but the teacher just saw the two of them fighting, so they don't even bother now to find out.
It's an amazing, absolutely, it's an amazing control grid, isn't it? I mean, this is the way that they indoctrinate the kids, medicate the kids. It's a system that was set up in the 1850s. Thank you, Damien. We're going to, we've got a couple other calls that we want to get to, but I wanted to go to some of these. We've got to do a product placement here is how we fund our operation. And I just wanted to talk to Anthony about some of the new stuff that's coming out because he's got the scoop on this coffee that Alex is starting to sell, which is amazing coffee.
My whole thing is, as the head of the three in Natural Society, third largest natural health site in the world, I don't ever really do, you know, plugs or anything like that unless I really believe in the product. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say I was there from the creation of this coffee, you know, when he was brewing up the idea, when he was looking for the best ones, actually examining the beans, testing like 50 different batches. You were there too, drinking from the different kinds.
Yeah.
I don't even drink coffee, but this stuff is actually good.
Yeah,
and I know I'm getting health benefits from it too. And I know that the research is out there that, you know, coffee on average is a good thing for your body.
Yes.
I've read it time and time again. I've actually tried to start drinking coffee, and I've had problems. Because, you know, you go to an actual run-of-the-mill coffee place, and the coffee's, in my opinion, disgusting. You don't know if it's GMO. You don't know if there's pesticides. You don't know what kind of fertilizer they've been using.
That's right.
You don't know any of that stuff. And I do actually know where this is coming from. And at the same time, you know, it's called the Patreon blend. The reality is when you are drinking it, you are actually waking up others, supporting the operation. Because I've seen, you know, I've seen what Alex has to do. Just the JFK thing was major expenditures.
Yes.
Getting out there, bringing the crew there, getting the rooms, you know, the actually inexpensive, you know, all that stuff was super inexpensive in relative terms. Because CBS, you know, NBC were there. I talked to the guy, one of the heads of CBS, the logistics department, in the bathroom, and he had 45 people under him.
Wow.
And they were all in one of the nicest hotels in the area.
Wow.
I mean, you know, we're just trying to catch up and just completely blasting everyone out.
But it's just like what Damien in South Carolina was talking about, and the fellow before him, Steve in California, about their children in classrooms. You need to take charge of your own life and take charge of your family's life. Think about what you're eating. Think about the supplements that you're taking. I mean, it's the iodine. I mean, that's a key thing. People are not getting enough iodine. It used to be put in as part of the bread. They've taken that out. It used to be part of the baking process. You used to get a lot of iodine in that. Now you get zero from that, unless you're eating a lot of seafood and shellfish, and then you've got concerns about mercury contamination or radiation.
People really actually have no idea. You know, to get into the depth of it would take hours. Dr. Group has formulated literally, you know, the best products I can find. And with the iodine teaming up with him and, you know, delivering the best possible thing, I just told you off air that I was taking it. I'm starting to feel kind of bad being out in 28-degree weather for 12 hours a day during the JFK protest. I mean, I'm taking the iodine. That's what I go to take.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I figured the entire crew was going to be sick when they came back. But we're going to be right back. Jakari Jackson is going to be joining us in the next hour. Thank you very much, Anthony. Appreciate it. That was a great spot. It's very important for people to understand what's happening to their children in school, to be active, to be proactive, to take responsibility. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.